Yo, what's another speak on the episode? It's your boy Akil. It's been a while, I know. Today, got a special guest, my boy Max. How's it been, bro?
Good, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
Always. I did a podcast with Max before. We touched on more so basketball and his career at Arizona, but today we'll be talking about more just what's been going on in the world and just what we've been focused on with our next chapter of our lives. So what have you been focused on, man, just with quarantine going on, trying to stay sane during this time? What you been up to? Yeah.
Man, just trying to stay creative, you know, trying to stay busy as I can be.
Right.
You know, nobody's really doing much right now, mm-hmm. but just trying to take it for what it is, because yeah. I know we'll probably never have a time like this again.
Exactly.
So, just trying to enjoy it, man.
Exactly. And then with the pandemic going on and with all the, you know, the social injustice and everything that's going on, it's a crazy time.
Yeah.
I feel like it is a crucial time for us as, you know, young black individuals to continue to bring awareness and shed light on some of the issues that we're seeing through social media and our news outlets. So, obviously, you know, the big one right now is Breonna Taylor and how, you know, justice has not been served yet. And I just want to continue to shed light and say that, yeah, like what what went down, that just isn't right. And the three police officers need to be held accountable and arrested at this point.
No doubt.
And also just LeBron. Let's talk about LeBron a little bit. And not LeBron on the court, but off the court.
Yeah.
And how big he is and how influential he is. And how the NBA guys have been able to speak up throughout this time on, you know, these issues. Like, how do you feel about the NBA coming back?
I mean, just as a basketball fan, like, I'm obviously excited.
Exactly.
I was tapped into the games these last 2 days.
Yes.
Ain't been nothing on TV, so it's been pretty dope to watch guys get out there.
Exactly, man. I'm like, it's been a minute, like you said, and with the, you know, the cancellation and of the college basketball season as well. Man, I know you missed out on an opportunity to go to the tournament again, potentially, and everything, so yeah. I understand that. But, yeah, with the NBA coming back, it's a great time. I mean, I think it – obviously gives us another source of entertainment right now, which we all need. I mean, we need it.
Bad.
Ain't much else to do. I mean, yeah, people, we can sit and say we're focused on ourselves right now and, you know, creativity and whatnot, but you don't want to be too over-consumed into anything, I feel like. So it's important that we're, you know, able to get another source of entertainment right now. And I just want to, you know, give credit to the NBA guys that are continuing to shed light on these issues, like Tobias Harris did the other day. And yeah. Jeremy Grant did the same thing, and I know that was why I wanted the NBA to come back, because they have such a big platform and they can continue to speak up on these issues.
Right. I mean, LeBron hit it on the head yesterday.
I mean,
like he kind of always does, and that's one of the reasons he's, in my eyes, the greatest. You know, it's so much bigger than just basketball.
It's so much bigger.
Always has been, and for LeBron, like always will be.
Right.
And I think one of the things that he said yesterday was just like, at the end of the day, it's kind of simple, you know, right versus wrong. What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. And it kind of just comes down to that. Like, just treat everybody fair. It's not
exactly.
It's not that damn hard.
And we learn that at a young age. That starts from parenting.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's right and what's wrong, and you get disciplined because of that. You know, your parents put you in your place and tell you, like, yo, that's not cool. Yo, that's disrespectful.
Right.
Like, that's not how we moving. Like, we're going to be better than that. So, like you said, I think I got the quote that you're talking about yesterday. He said, a lot of people use this analogy that Black Lives Matter is a movement. It's not a movement. When you're black, it's not a movement. It's a lifestyle, he said. This is a walk of life. I don't like the word movement because, unfortunately, in America, in society, there ain't been no damn movement for us. And like
whatsoever.
You said, bro, hit it right on the head. And that's why I want to continue to, you know, give kudos to LeBron, because us, you know, we just finished our collegiate careers. And being young, black, you know, student athletes, and we're so cherished within our sport, but people don't understand, like, yeah, we get all the accolades and attention, but as soon as we step off that court, it's back to reality.
Yeah, it's, you're just a black man, you know?
For real.
It is what it is, like, but I think it's just something that we've all, you know, kind of grown accustomed to.
Right.
And that was the dopest thing about LeBron yesterday, was just saying, like, you know, if the average person has to take 5 steps, we got to take 10.
Correct.
And that's just kind of what it is. It's kind of, you know, it's created that hustle in all of us.
Exactly.
It's created that, you know, go get it kind of mentality for the majority of African Americans. So.
Facts, bro. It's like we got to work twice as hard to get to where we want to be. You know,
right.
to be successful. You know, we gotta continue to break barriers.
No doubt.
And I think a barrier that, you know, we're continuing to breaking is, you know, graduating from college, because people have such low standards for African Americans. And as we continue to progress and grow and shed light on everything, I think that change will definitely happen, you know, one day. Hopefully. Man, do you have any experiences that you could shed light on just being a young black African-American on a college campus and really being that minority, like within classrooms, social settings?
I mean, I've grown so used to it. You know, mm-hmm. I've gone to private school. I was fortunate enough to go to private school my whole life. Mm-hmm. So I've just kind of always been a minority.
Correct.
Almost to the point where, like, I didn't even think much of it, you know? But I think, you know, for me, for guys like us, it's a little bit different because, you know, we could, quote unquote, turn it on, turn it off. Like,
hey.
I know what room I'm walking into and what voice I got to put on and how to act, quote unquote. So,
yep.
It's maybe, you know, a little bit unfortunate, but
correct.
Somewhere used to.
That's like 100% correct. I'm glad you said that, because we know how to turn it on and off. Like, we know when we need to adjust to whatever setting we're in.
Right.
Whether it's applying for a job in a college classroom, at a party, like, we know how to turn it on and off no matter what group of people are around.
Right.
And I think the fact that we did play basketball for so many years growing up, that also taught us how to work with different individuals.
No doubt.
Different races, you know, different people and what they like and what they don't like. And even, you know, adjusting to being coached by different individuals, because it's so different.
And you're not going
to
like them half the time.
Bro, half the time
most
you're not.
Of the time.
For real.
All the time.
For real. Depending on the coach, like, you might not ever like him.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, a lot of kids transfer around these days, too, because it's like, at the end of the day, university is going to sell you a dream to get you there in the first place. But as soon as you get on that campus.
Oh, yeah. It's quiet.
They could do whatever they want.
Yeah. You're looking at a firsthand experience there.
Right. Right. Speak on your experience, though, just a little bit at Arizona this past year for me. Just overall.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was a roller coaster, you know, I guess, as life is.
Right.
It was filled with moments that I'll never forget, good and bad. So I'm grateful for, obviously, the opportunity. I'm grateful I went there. I'm grateful, you know, for all the relationships that I made.
Exactly.
Where, you know, it was Coach Miller and all the way down. Mm-hmm. You know, people that I'll be tapped in with for the rest of my life.
Right.
And just from a networking standpoint, like, Arizona has one of the biggest networks in the entertainment industry.
Yep.
So it was great to kind of have that. I obviously love my time at UCI.
Right.
Close to my heart forever. So I had a great college experience at the end of the day, man. Mm-hmm. I really did.
And that's what I think a lot of people got to learn to take from it. Like, it's all about networking and speaking to people and learning how to communicate. Because people can put you in some really good, you know, opportunities, you know, after college. And that's what you want. Like, especially if you have plans aside from basketball, you want to be able to step aside and know, like, you got some sort of direction.
Right.
And as far as, I want to just shed light on individuals and going to universities, and it don't really matter, honestly, D1, D2, NAIA, like, get your education paid for, man.
No doubt.
Basketball, it's always going to be there. I'm not going to sit here and say it's the same. Obviously, yeah, the blue bloods, like, you got pros, you got the little percent that's pros, but you got a whole lot of dudes that's overseas are going to be done with it. So take it for what it is and, you know, get your education paid for it, and then take, you know, advantage of whatever opportunities present themselves afterwards.
No doubt.
That's all I got to say about it at this point, dealing with the injuries and stuff that I did. that's the best way to go about it. I know you're working on a clothing line right now, right?
Yeah.
You're done with school. What direction do you see yourself going in with that, and what made you want to, you know, really pursue and start your own business, I would say?
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, maybe it was my sophomore year at UCI. Mm-hmm. I was just like, that was kind of when, you know, Tunnel Picks was becoming a thing. That was kind of when guys, at least at that age, were starting to be more in tune with, like, what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I was just trying to make some tees for myself.
Got
like
you.
A couple of friends, just because, like, I want certain things on t-shirts.
Correct.
You know, you kind of fast forward, a couple of my friends wore them, Stanley Johnson wore them, and I sold a couple. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I could do this.
Yeah, I could kind of do this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the NCAA, you're not really allowed to use your name, your image, or your likeness to promote any business, whether it's your own or another business. So
correct.
I kind of had, you know, that hurdle throughout college. Hadn't really been able to do it or pursue it like I wanted to.
Right.
And now you kind of fast forward to now, it's kind of like a perfect storm with nobody hiring anyway.
Right.
All I'm doing is chilling at the house. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to be creative. It's something that I've always wanted to do and know I could do.
Right.
And it's bigger than clothes, you know. It's bigger than T-shirts. Like, I'm trying to build a brand.
Mm-hmm.
I love to, like, potentially be Complex one day.
Right.
You know, host festivals. Yep. Have artists. Have, you know.
It's always about the bigger picture,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
So it's always about the bigger picture.
T-shirts is just hopefully going to get me in the door.
Exactly. It's just a start. It's just a start. And kind of what we spoke on earlier and how we can just continue now to just focus on self. Mm-hmm. Especially when you have your business. You're working on your own time. Yeah. You know, you putting your business in a direction for it to be successful. You're not relying on anyone else. Well, you are relying on somebody because you're going to obviously have a team that you're going to rely on. But you're your own boss, basically. And you're making sure your team, you know, aligns up with your goals to get you where you want to go. So that's big. And I think us as, you know, young, with 22, 23, having some sort of business right now is key.
Yeah.
Because ultimately you don't want to have to, you know, work for anybody, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Vito, we got a Vito get out of here. Got a quick little Vito scene, man. He came to get some.
He pulled up. He coming back too.
Come and get some podcast talk. But it's big, you know. We're young, and you know, like, you have a business. Not many people can say that.
Right.
Talk about some of the advantages of having that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the biggest thing for anybody who, whether wants to start a business, start a brand, it's just like you got to do it.
You got to.
And you just gotta kind of put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been putting myself out there forever, just by, you know, playing basketball, playing the way I play. It's just like, I don't really give a damn.
Yeah. So. For real. So, talk about some of the hurdles you have to overcome. I know you just spoke on how dealing with the NCAA and how you haven't really been able to promote it or really put your whole foot in it like you wanted to previously. But any hurdles recently, just with the COVID right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest thing in terms of hurdles was, like, I wasn't allowed to really put my name behind my brand ever until I was no longer part of the NCAA, which is like 3-4 months ago.
Correct.
But almost to the point where it's like, I almost don't want to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's seen as his own thing.
Right.
You know, I'm just driving it.
Right.
So I'm kind of trying to create his own brand separate from me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even follow myself on the page, nor will I ever.
Right.
I kind of just wanted to have a life of its own.
That's fire.
Yeah. It's exciting. I can kind of do everything I've ever wanted to do. I can make anything I've ever wanted to make. Like, nobody can really
tell
me what I can and can't.
And it's so funny though, bro, because, like, you know, people, you know, when you're looking for specific stuff from T-shirts, and it's like, when you're your own, you know, boss, designer, whatever, then you can always make what you want.
Yeah, that's,
it's like trial and error.
Literally.
So,
and I've had a multitude of errors, and I know I'm only gonna have more. But that's how you learn, you know.
Yep. And anything, with anything in life, you got to go through trial and error, and you got to be consistent, kind of what we touched on while we were working out today, consistency, how it's so key. Because I know there's a lot of people our age that are trying to, you know, get into owning their own business, and they might not see the bigger picture in the moment because they might not be making a certain amount of money from it or profiting as much as they want to. But continue to stay consistent, because you just never know when it might hit.
And I was talking to my grandma last night. She touched on something that will forever stick with me. She was just like, you got to figure out what success looks like for you. Like, success is different for everybody.
Correct.
For some people, it may be $100,000. For other people, it may be
materialistic stuff.
You know, selling 20 shorts, selling 40 shirts. Like, what does success look like for you?
Hey, that's fire.
If you don't know what success looks like for you, you're always going to be chasing something. So.
Yes, yes. And that's kind of... Everybody been asking me, like, how do you stay consistent with working out? It's like, you got to have goals. Because if you're just working to work, then you never see any progress.
And you might burn out.
Right.
And I feel like that's been the weirdest thing about quarantine for a lot of people. It's like, it's really hard. There's nothing really, I guess, quote unquote, to, like, measure. You know, like, Tuesday, I don't really have much to do.
Wednesday, correct.
I don't have anything to do. You can almost get lost in the days.
Yes.
If you're not, like, setting goals.
Correct.
If you're not trying to, you know, making certain things, like, okay, by Wednesday I gotta get this done, Thursday I gotta get this done, you can get lost, you know.
So, bro,
you
gotta, for real,
you gotta kind of have something.
I was telling you, every day damn near feel the same.
Man, I don't even know what day it is right now.
Shit, what is it? Thursday? Oh, it's Friday. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it's Friday, but the whole Friday, like I said, Friday through Monday, for like the whole weekend.
Man,
and like you just said, set. I feel like people our age really set goals day to day. Whatever you're doing, like you might not have a business, but if it's just working out or reading a book, continue to educate. Like, dude, there's so many things we can do, and I think we get caught up a lot at this time as we're bored. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like my mom said, I call her, I'm bored. She's like, go read a book.
Yeah.
Like, you're never too old to read a book. You're never too old to continue to educate yourself, you know? So continue. I think we need to continue to all to do that during this time. What has it done for you as far as family time? I know we missed some crucial years, you know?
Right.
The last 4 or 5 years just dealing with college and family time. And I know quarantine for me has really gave me the opportunity to grow closer to people in my family, especially my parents. I was already close to my parents, but just, you know, being able to spend that quality time, it's just something you just really can't get back. Yeah. So what has it done for you?
It's been dope. I mean, I haven't been home like this since high school.
Right.
And even when I was in high school, like, I'm at school all day. I got practice. Mm-hmm. It's just like I'm a little bit isolated, quote unquote, from my fam.
Yeah.
So it's been dope to have, you know, dinners every night with my parents.
Right.
It's been dope to watch TV with my parents. We'd be watching Family Feud every night.
Okay.
And just laughing at
ignorant
people. So it's been dope. It's been really fun. I'm enjoying it. And I know it means something to them that I'm home as well. So
exactly. My mom always called me every day, I miss you, son. When you coming home? So like I know, man. They really cherish, especially if they're getting older, man. I'm starting to realize that too. Like, I'm getting older too.
Y'all are, man. It's in another way, I was thinking about this earlier, was like, damn, I'm not hooping no more. Like,
right.
I'm actually not playing basketball anymore. Like, those days are actually over.
Over.
So, you just got to kind of, you got to soak it all in and
enjoy
it just all.
Just like I was telling you, bro, focus on max, do max. Yeah. Like, it was, we had to please so many people previous years of our of our lives. Like I said, coaches, teammates, institutions. And now you can solely just focus on self, and you're going to see the growth, man. It's going to be beautiful, and you're going to really cherish it. You can be like, damn, like, this is what I kind of been missing. Like, obviously, we love basketball in the moment.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, just got to continue.
That's the thing with basketball, too. Like, we all, for the most part, been playing
since, forever.
I couldn't even tell you when I started playing.
Yeah.
So, like, and I'm happy with the way my basketball career went from, you know, elementary school to college. So I'm content, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I did it, like, as much as I miss.
Exactly.
Scoring and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't miss it like that.
Exactly. That's where I was at. I'm like, I it was like maybe a month, and I'm like, do I really miss playing? And I'm like, I don't really
I miss
think
the good moments, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I miss making a big shot or two.
Right.
Getting a steal.
Because we were all the man once upon a time. We were all role players at once upon a time. Yeah. So we know the levels to it, like. And that's what a lot of individuals don't understand. Like, everybody always want to be the man. Never thought about buying into a role.
Right.
And it's like you sacrifice that just for the greater good.
Yeah.
Sometimes. And, yeah, sometimes it hurts because you know you better than what you might be given the opportunity of.
Right.
But, like I said, you got to be able to adjust and adapt in any aspect of life. And I think that's why basketball is so pivotal to us.
Teacher. You know, there's no better teacher.
Exactly. You could take it and put that same passion, like I was saying earlier, into something else. As far as like working out and stuff, people had questions for me and working out and like consistency and stuff. I know you said it's been probably like a week for you. But I think working out is just, it's kind of like basketball. It's kind of like you holding yourself accountable. Like you see the progress and you take the time out when you want to see progression and, you know, get stronger mentally, physically. And the mental aspect of working out is so big though. Because I know when I'm working out, I don't think of nothing else. I'm in the moment. And there's a million things going on right now, man. And if you're on social media and stuff like that, too, it's kind of like it's almost too much.
Yeah, you can get lost.
You can get lost. So I think it's important right now to, you know, work out and do other things that will continue to, you know, free your mind from everything
it's
that's
going
on.
It's the best therapy. There's no better therapy than getting a real good sweat in.
Yeah, exactly. One of the questions somebody had for me, he said, what are the tips on staying consistent working out? And also, how do you set goals and what type of goal setting works best for you? Tips on, I think, like I said, consistency is all just holding yourself accountable. So some tips. Yeah. create goals week in and week out, whether it's to gain some weight, to add mass, or whatever it is. But it's something that's so pivotal in working out is eating right.
Right.
Like, people don't understand that. Like, yeah, you can go lift however many weights you want, but you're not going to see the progress that you want if you're not eating right.
Right.
And obviously, there's, you know, vegan, pescatarian, vegetarian. There's so many ways to go about it. And people say, yeah, eating meat is bad and all this stuff. But I feel like anything in moderation is right. good.
Exactly.
Anything in moderation is good.
I've always struggled with my food intake. Mm-hmm. I eat.
As far as calories?
I'm just a foodie.
Okay.
I love food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, food is, that's my go-to.
Yeah.
I can name a million spots that sound good to me right now.
Well, for real?
Yeah. So I've always kind of struggled with the diet thing, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
I'm fine physically. I got decent genes, but.
Uh-huh.
I definitely, as I get older, not working out as much, mm-hmm. I gotta chill on the burgers and the fries.
Yeah. I know my mom, she really be pushing me like, oh, why aren't you vegan yet? Like, what are you waiting on? Yeah, because my mom's been a vegan. How long my mom been vegan, Mia? It's years, right? A good amount of time. So she's always pushing me. And I do eat the vegan food. And it's actually good.
Yeah.
I can't lie, it's good. But I don't think I'm financially able to really go to the grocery store and continue to eat vegan and be consistent with it yet. I think later on in life, honestly, I will become vegan. I already don't eat a lot of meat as is. But like I said, set goals as far as working out. Have something to look forward to and make sure you're eating the right stuff.
Right.
As far as unity in the community, just from sports, friends, why do you think it's so important for, you know, people to continue to support each other? And, you know, build a team to, you know, really, you know, I guess build, like you said, it's bigger than the clothing line.
Yeah.
Something big like an empire.
Right.
So what makes that so important to you?
I think it's just a collective thing in general. Mm-hmm. I think being creative is a collective experience.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're making music, whether you're doing a podcast,
right.
whether you're making, you know, clothing, mm-hmm. I think being around people who are doing similar things,
yeah.
being around people creative
mm-hmm.
is only gonna, you know, bring out the best in you.
Exactly.
Like basketball.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'll be telling Kai, because like our friend group, they love basketball. They're just caught up in really basketball for the
right.
most part, and Kai hangs out with a lot of creators.
Mm-hmm.
So like to be able to bounce off ideas is so beautiful, because
yeah.
like, you know, like you might be thinking one thing and your homie could tell you another thing and your other homie could tell you one thing, and it's just like an ongoing process, and now you got something big.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's together, whether it's for yourself, like mm-hmm. you can just learn so much
right.
from other people.
Yeah. So that's why I always, when I'm thinking about doing something, I'm always hitting Kai like, bro, what you think? Because
right.
I know he
sees it.
Yeah, like we on the same wavelengths
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Yeah, he gets it.
Yep.
Sure.
Bro, come on. Kai, come over here real quick, man. I gotta give Kai a shout out, man, with these shorts.
Nah, the shorts are
bro.
Perfect.
The
perfect shorts.
The shorts are fire, man. Kai got the Katana Studios here, man. Talk your stuff, man. Instagram. What's your Instagram and everything?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you can just follow the Instagram katana.studios. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
The best shorts in the game.
Hey, the shorts are fire. I mean, you see them for yourself. You got a couple more drops coming out within the next couple months. Y'all see what's coming
out. Just stay tapped in.
Yeah, stay tapped in. And then we got to speak on Max, man. Go ahead, shout out your brand, your Instagram for it. I know you already said it, but really
yeah,
get the people, yeah.
You can follow me on Instagram at BrandScene.
Mm-hmm.
And my Instagram is just at MaxHazard.
Yep. And Max got some dope stuff too. It's a lot of athletic type stuff. I bought your last little shirt too. You know, Mel, every time I see y'all drop, y'all too, man. I'm gonna buy it.
Love,
that's what it's
support
all about.
Your friends, damn it,
bro, for real. Like people be out here like hating. People be hating. They
you
really
know,
do,
and
bro.
It's crazy, man. Like after a couple of successful drops, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, now my friends want to buy stuff. Like,
bro.
I almost might not sell to y'all.
Almost, bro. Like for real, like you.
It's the hype machine.
Yeah, it's like you. I shouldn't have to have 100 other people buy it before you tap in. It's like you've been there from the jump. Like you know what I'm about. Like you should have.
It's just like everything now. I had to wake them up and hoop too. So
hey, for real though, everything is about who getting the most attention at the time and the hype at the time.
Yeah.
And that takes away from a lot of things, man. Because stuff be so beautiful from the jump, and mm-hmm. people then cherish it once a million people
right.
following it.
Right.
But like I said, two dope brands, LA based. I mean, it gets no better.
Yeah.
They on the come up. They young designers too. So it's like
support black businesses too, damn it.
Hey, for real. Support black business. By the way, just cause Max said that, don't forget, check out BAMstherapeutic.com for self-care products like bath salts and body scrubs. And I got a code for y'all. Hit me for the code. It's my mom's what's it, massage? What's it, essential oils? It's a whole bunch of stuff.
I got it all.
Yeah, I mess it up every time. But my mom's a massage therapist, and I know it's been hard for them to really get people massages just because of COVID stuff. Mm. So that's the least you could do is, you know, buy some of her products, support black business like Max said, and, you know, support each other, man. Don't be out here hating during this crazy time. It's crazy though too, because you know how not everybody is kind of on Instagram like black business, mm-hmm. black business. Like, we should have been doing that already.
Man,
we should have been doing that already.
So many people had to die for it.
Right. I guess everything comes with a cost, and as sad as that sounds, it's just like damn. But yeah, continue to shed light on these, you know, on these things too, and bring awareness to social injustice, man. Have these conversations. Yeah. Don't matter what race you are, be comfortable. And there's nothing wrong with being wrong or like having a different opinion than others. But as long as you can communicate that, I feel like that's what's important. I think that's what LeBron said too. Or somebody said LeBron said it, how communication, like having a disagreement about stuff, like that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you're comfortable having the conversation in the first place, that goes a long way.
Yeah, and I think when LeBron was touching on that, I mean, he hits it on the head every time. Mm-hmm. But what is there to really disagree about? I think that's kind of what it comes down to. Like,
right?
Our country is just, honestly, I'm not a politician, but it's just kind of built on racism, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people are going to be racist. That's just kind of what it is. Yeah. Just like some people are gonna be murderers. Just like some people are gonna be gonna be drug addicts. There's always gonna kind of be those.
And it starts at the top.
But they just can't be the people in power.
Facts.
You know.
Facts.
And let's just get a president who's qualified and can speak in full sentences.
Yes, for real. And it starts at the top, man. And that's why it's sad, because our leader per se is racist himself.
You know.
He's not about the people.
You're not about the people. But also, too, it's just like, what are you saying?
Right.
Like, I don't even understand what mm-hmm. you're saying. People are asking you questions. You can't even articulate full thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how you're actually president?
Yes.
It's a joke, man.
He tweets like it's a joke.
Yeah. I think we would be better presidents.
Right. It's almost laughable at this point. Like, it's not.
I mean, look at us. If you're looking at us as a country outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look too hot.
We don't look good at all.
Yeah,
the other countries probably laughing like look at them over there. Look at them fools over there. Like, that shit don't make no sense.
LeBron 2024.
Yeah, yeah. For real.
LeBron James 2024.
LeBron James, why not? If he not going to be hooping, why not?
I'll vote for him.
For real. Let's take a break into action real quick. Yep. All right, we got some hot seat questions for Max.
Here we go.
So, relationship status.
Oh, you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, I'm just figuring it out. I'm figuring it out.
Respectable.
You know,
that's respectable. 20. If there was $20 million hanging off a cliff, or the love of your life, which one would you save?
The love of my life.
Mm, why?
Because I'm gonna make $20 million.
Mm, speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, would you rather lose all your money and valuables or all the pictures you have ever taken?
Mm. Wow, that's a good one.
Mm.
I want to lose. I got to lose the valuables.
You got to lose all your money and valuables or all the pictures you've ever taken.
The pictures got to go. I just got to take some more with my iPad.
You got to take some more next time. For real. All right. Would you rather have everything on your phone right now made public to anyone who searches your name, or never use a cell phone again?
Y'all can have my phone. Ain't nothing that crazy.
He said, ain't nothing that crazy. I can have a phone to the public. Max has his iPhone to the public.
Ain't nothing that crazy.
Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Loved. I think the fear factor thing is a little bit overrated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think it goes, you know, a certain extent,
mm-hmm.
you know, if someone's quote unquote fearful of you, you know. They'll be on their P's and Q's to a certain extent, but mm-hmm. here comes stuff behind your back. You
right.
Mm-hmm. People love you, they're not going to do nothing behind your back.
Facts. For sure. Would you rather lose all of your memories from birth till now or lose your ability to make new long-term memories?
Damn. I guess the first one. I don't want to, like, wish dementia or, like, Alzheimer's on me.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with
that. So you would rather lose all your memories from birth till now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah.
I want to be able to still create my memories, I guess.
I feel like these are going to be the best memories.
We just getting started.
The best memories are yet to come.
We just getting started.
Bro, for real. Like, this is when, you know, the adulting happens yeah. and you find.
Dude, it's weird because, like, we don't even know what's to come.
We don't.
Obviously.
I see really no. Think about it. I see no light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here and I'm asking people, like, yo, like, when do you think quarantine might be over? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what 23 is supposed to like
right
interesting age,
bro. Talk about that. You graduate, you got to celebrate graduation, but mm-hmm. then you just got your master's, correct?
Yeah.
So me, I just graduated. I didn't get to take no grad pics. Ooh. I didn't get to walk across no stage. Like I didn't get to have no grad party.
Yeah,
like
that's tough. I ain't gonna lie, that's tough,
right? Like, I didn't get to celebrate it like I wanted to. I didn't get to celebrate 23 like I wanted to.
24 gonna have to be a movie.
24 gonna be a movie for sure. 24
gonna have to be a movie,
man.
You know, and we all know you graduated.
You feel me? That's all that matters, man. Yeah. That's all that matters. But that concludes another Speak On It episode. I just want to say again, appreciate you, Max, man. Shout out Kai. Go get you some shorts, Katana Studios, man.
Sold out though. You can't get them right now.
Yeah, go get
the next one.
The next drop, man. Next couple months. Brand Scene. Check out Max, man. It's some dope stuff. And don't forget, you know, buy some BAMS Therapeutic. What's my mom's Instagram? At BAMS Massage something.
Yeah, you gotta get that down.
I know. It's on my iPad. I'm like,
she gonna be hot.
Man, hold on. Let me get this down. She gonna be looking like, look at this. Look at this dude doing.
You gotta get that down.
Here we go. Don't forget, once again, check out BAMStherapeutic.com for self-care products like bath salts and body scrubs, all right? I got a code for y'all. Come check out the gym, man. Salute to the power. We in Bellflower.
I'm about to be asleep all day.
After the workout, right? Damn. Good workout, man. Damn. Continue to grind, people. Continue to educate yourselves. We out. Another Speak On episode.